From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Officials continue their search for the cause of Saturday's plane crash. A U.S. military satellite detected a heat flash at the time a Russian jetliner crashed over the Sinai Peninsula last weekend. But the cause of the crash still remains a mystery. Authorities have ruled out the possibility of a missile hitting the aircraft. Neither a missile launch nor engine burn has been detected. Authorities in Turkey detained 35 people Tuesday in an operation targeting supporters of a cleric accused of trying to topple President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Media reports say raids in Izmir came 2 days after voters in Turkey decided to give back control of parliament to Mr. Erdogan's Justice and Development Party. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday expressed support for boosting Turkmenistan's economic prospects. Kerry visited the country on the final leg of a five-nation tour of Central Asia. Earlier, Kerry was in Tajikistan for talks that included a focus on security threats.
We recognize that Tajikistan has the unique position of having, of being a Central Asian country with the longest border with Afghanistan, and that has presented some very real security challenges.
That was John Kerry. The Russian Foreign Ministry says the fate of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should be decided by the Syrian people and that keeping him in power is not crucial to Russia's objectives. A spokeswoman also warned that regime change in Syria could become a regional catastrophe. For more on that story, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Meteorological Organization warns torrential rains are expected to follow Cyclone Chapala in Yemen. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
Chapala, a rare tropical cyclone with a wind speed of up to 130 kilometers an hour, made landfall Tuesday on Yemen's southern coast, then quickly ran out of steam. But spokeswoman Claire Nellis says the WMO fears the destructive power of the storm's rains.
There have been various reports, you know, that Yemen could get the equivalent of 6 years, the equivalent of 10 years of rainfall.
Nellis says it is not possible to forecast the intensity or duration of the rains because there's no functioning meteorological system in Yemen. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Iraqi politician Ahmad Chalabi died Tuesday of a heart attack. Lawmakers and state television said Chalabi died in Baghdad, where he was serving as chairman of the Parliament's Finance Committee. The 71-year-old Chalabi helped push for the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq. The head of U.S. military forces in the Pacific says the recent deployment of a U.S. warship near a Chinese-built island in the South China Sea should not be considered a threat to China. Admiral Harry Harris, the commander of the U.S. Pacific Command, told a group of American students at Peking University in Beijing Tuesday the decision to send the USS Lassen within 22 kilometers of the Subi Reef was a routine exercise aimed at protecting the rights, freedoms, and lawful uses of the sea. The 2016 U.S. presidential campaign is still a year away, but voters throughout the country went to the polls today. These elections are just to fill state and local government positions and also to vote in some areas on referendums affecting issues in the communities. Voters in two states are electing governors. Pre-election polls show Republican Governor Phil Bryant headed to easy re-election in the southern state of Mississippi. But in the state of Kentucky, Democratic State Attorney General Jack Conway and Republican Matt Bevin are locked in a tight contest. Voters in the large Midwestern state of Ohio, long a bellwether in presidential elections, are deciding whether to legalize the recreational and medicinal use of marijuana. German police raided the headquarters of the country's football federation and the houses of three current and former high-ranking officials. The arrests are in connection with possible wrongdoing related to Germany's hosting of the 2006 World Cup. Senior state prosecutor Nadja Neeson said the raids Tuesday were carried out over suspicions of tax evasion related to a payment to FIFA. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.